Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno, more at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Daughters of the Revolution. Welcome Sarah Heeb and Katie Heeb. And Sarah, you're the regent of the Inside Passage chapter. And what's Katie's role?
Katie is a participant of the event tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being here today. For starters, Sarah or Katie, would one of you please tell me who are the Daughters of the Revolution and what do you do?
The Daughters of the American Revolution is a women's service group that has members that can trace their ancestry back to an actual patriot of the American Revolution back in 1770 through 1783-ish, as long as they had that ancestor had something to do with the revolution on the American side, of course. They can become a member of DAR, and then we, as our group, do service-oriented activities that help preserve historic items, either locally, nationally, or we focus on education as well, and also on patriotism. Any projects that help us do those goals, we do.
Okay. Katie, you're a part of the Daughters of the Revolution. What are some things that you've participated in?
Well, she has helped do the holiday tree that we put up at the Veterans Clinic every year. She's also participated with us. Whenever we do events, I let her come with us to help us prepare. She's done a lot to prepare for our event tomorrow night as well.
Excellent. So do you want to, you just mentioned some examples of past projects, events, and activities. Is there anything else you want to highlight that the Daughters of the Revolution has recently organized or been a part of in the past?
Well, this last year we did, two of our members decided to do Wreaths Across America, which every December they go to cemeteries where they have veterans and place wreaths upon the veterans' graves.
Oh, Wreaths Across America.
Yes, wreaths, yeah. As in the round circular things, yeah. For Christmas time.
Cool.
So we did that this last year. We got a wreath for the three specific graveyards here in Juneau, the one downtown, the one in the valley, and one out at the shrine. And then our goal for next year is to have more wreaths to more appropriately try to hit on every veteran that's buried in one of our graveyards around town. We've also, this last year, did two dinners for the AWARE shelter when we had the October Domestic Violence Prevention Month. So we decided to, as a service project, see what we could do to help AWARE, and they said that providing a couple of dinners would be an awesome help for them that time. So we did that. And we've also done some transcribing of vital statistics at the State Library from really old Juneau empires. I believe it was a different name back then, but we would go through and write down the names of births and deaths and marriages and put it all into an Excel database. It's an ongoing project that anyone in Juneau could help with, but we, because that's in genealogy and stuff that we really enjoy, we helped out with that as well.
Excellent. Now, you've got some exciting activities coming up this month, starting with your escape room that's happening tomorrow night. Please tell us more about it.
All right. I'm going to get Katie to help me with this for a second. Katie, what do you know about the Boston Massacre?
I know that it happened around 1770, and what happened was someone was like messing around with some soldier, and then he was like threatening with his gun, and then he slipped and he accidentally shot, and some people were dead. And
so
sounds like a gunfight gone wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of differing ideas that about what happened that evening. But we chose this because it was the 250th anniversary of that event last week. On March 5th, 250 years ago, the Boston Massacre happened. And that just blows my mind that it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that it would be a great idea to do a little escape room based on the Boston Massacre to help our young people and adults learn a little bit more about the Boston Massacre and understand why it happened, or maybe figure out, did it happen on purpose? Or if it was just a, as Katie was saying, someone slipped and fell and some people got shot. So
can you say more about why the Boston Massacre is important? What's important about that?
Well, a lot of things say that the Boston Massacre is the starting point of the revolution. It's really like the flashpoint that, you know, once that happened, there was no going back, if you will, that the American independence, the revolution was going to happen at that point. So that becomes important, very important. Of course, some of the stuff I've been reading, you know, said, well, would we have still done that even if we didn't have that Boston Massacre? Would we still have American independence, you know, maybe a little bit later? But so it's a very interesting subject to delve into. As someone who obviously had it in school, I don't remember much about it. Mm-hmm. So I thought this is a very important thing to actually bring up again and go, hey, you know, let's not forget about this. Let's see what actually was this about and refresh our memories.
And I think you're touching on the importance of, you know, or one of the most important things your organization does is just kind of keep people informed about history and kind of keep it at the front of mind for all kinds of reasons. It's important to know how things came to be. So that is happening tomorrow, Mendenhall Valley Library, 6 to 8 p.m. And these escape rooms, they sound like a lot of fun. So this is kind of like themed with the Boston Massacre, and you have to, I'm guessing, solve some puzzles and answer some questions to get out?
Yes, you do. You have to solve, there's at least 4 puzzles to be able to get out of the escape room. Of course, we've got some great little poster saying that you did it or you didn't escape, depending on which way you go. It's a drop-in event, so you don't have to have required time. It's just come in and do it. It takes about 30, 60 minutes, depending on who you are. We did it that way more people could just come in and cycle through rather than having to have a specific time. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I've been having a lot of fun getting ready for it, and I'm really hoping that people come in and enjoy the exhibits, if you will, the puzzles, you know, and figuring out the clues.
Maybe they'll learn something, too.
Hopefully.
In addition to the escape room, which has the Boston Massacre theme, kind of marking the 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War, Daughters of the Revolution, American Revolution, is open for membership.
Yes.
And do you want to say anything more about that?
Yeah, the nationally and here locally, they're doing a push for membership because it is going to be the 250th anniversary of American independence in soon. I'm drawing a blank on the time right now. But anyways, we are celebrating the 250th year anniversary of the country throughout the next like 7-10 years. So they're striving for more members to come up and research their genealogy and see what patriots they have in their background and become members. So we'd like to see more people be interested. We're planning on having a much more active role in patriotism and education activities here in Juneau over the next 7 to 10 years, and hopefully for longer.
And how large is your membership now?
Right now we're about 25 members. We've only been here for the last 7 years because we had a great lady who was a very active member from down south come up and jumpstart our chapter again. So we've been, this current chapter has been here for 7 years. We had one before. So it's getting revitalized.
Great.
And I know that the patriotism that's going to come in with the 250th anniversary of our country, we'll get a lot of people excited about it.
Excellent. Is there anywhere online where we can go to find out more about your organization or these upcoming events?
Absolutely. Inside Passage DAR at weebly.com. If you just Google Inside Passage DAR, it will show up.
I had no trouble finding it.
Yeah. And then the national DAR.org was also more encompassing of the whole nation for what we do. Has great information on there as well.
And Katie, are you a daughter of the American Revolution?
Yes.
Yes, so you can continue to be part of this organization your whole life.
She's looking forward to it, I know. The nice thing for her is that since her mom's already a member, and my mom, and my grandma, my great-grandma, all she has to do is sign papers to get in. She doesn't have to do any research. That's a blessing for her, if you will.
Yeah, that makes it easier, because some people don't have any idea if they would be eligible.
That's right. So it can be a process sometime, but it's really fun and rewarding in the end.
Well, I like that your organization is out there marking the 250th anniversary of the Revolutionary War, American Independence, and the Boston Massacre Escape Room tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m., the Mendenhall Valley Library. Sounds like a pretty informative and entertaining event, so thanks for doing that. Anything else you want to add while you're here?
I'll just throw an extra one out there. Did you know that on November 9th of this year, it is the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower Landing?
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
wow.
Do we remember what the Mayflower is?
Yeah. I know that one, but if you want to quiz your daughter.
You know, I haven't had a chance to, like, prep her on that one, so I don't know if she knows the answer.
No. No, I don't.
Well, that's okay. You've got time to learn. Well, thank you both so much for being here today and telling me all about your organization and your events.
Thank you.